Well, we're rounding the bend. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for letting me sit in for my good friend, Paul W. Smith. My last guest is Jenny Betcher. Now, I work for a Chamber of Commerce, but I have to tell you that one of my favorite Chambers of Commerce is the one in Grosse Pointe. And Jenny Betcher serves as the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Grosse Pointe Chamber. Jenny, thank you for joining us today.
Sandy, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And Detroit Regional has always been so supportive of Grosse Pointe Chamber as well as you have. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, listen, you do such an amazing job. And I want people to know about the great work that you do and the Grosse Pointe Chamber does. So first of all, you do two of the most amazing events. They're probably in this region. You know, one of them is called Legacy on the Lake, which is absolutely fabulous. And you hold it at this fantastic venue. Just talk a little bit about your annual event in general.
Sure. So Legacy on the Lake event, what we do is we honor a family or a resident from Grosse Pointe that does philanthropic work that is leaving a legacy in our area and making an impact, an impactful difference. And so we have it annually in June at the Ford House. And it's beautiful because it's actually at the Ford in the estate on the water side. And we sell out every year and we just have a beautiful evening of music nestled along the lake and a wonderful presentation from our honoree. And it's just a really great community event.
Yeah, it is absolutely elegant, and Lisa and I love it, and we're happy to go and support every year. And the other thing that you do, which is absolutely fantastic, and we've been involved in this as well, too, as a family, is your biannual art project. Talk about what that is. It's so cool.
Yeah, so the mission of the Chamber is to foster a thriving business environment and celebrate our community. And so one of the ways that we do this is we have our biannual every 3 years, a street art project. And yes, you and Lisa are two of our favorite admirers, as you own a couple of the dogs from a prior street art project.
It's a great memory you have, but yes, they're still in our front yard, standing tall.
Well, so this summer we've been having a ball in Grosse Pointe, and with that, we have spheres is this year's street art project. So they're 2 foot larger than life spheres that local artists painted. We have 14 of them that are dispersed amongst all the Grosse Pointe public school system. They had either students, faculty, school associations who painted their sphere. And then we have 12 that are sitting out in front of businesses that were painted by local artists that are just fabulous. They're going to be out in public until the 18th of September. The viewers have time to still go around Grosse Pointe and check them out. And we have maps available at the Chamber. And we also have them on visiting our website, which is grossepointechamber.com. And then our 3 local libraries have hard copies of those maps as well. So we encourage everybody to come out and look at the fabulous art that is in our community. And then on September 18th, we are going to have an auction. So people will have the opportunity to purchase a sphere and put it in their backyard or in their home or wherever they would like. And on the 13th of September, we are actually going to have a silent element to the auction. So there will be 14 spheres that will be available at a silent auction that will go live on the 13th of September.
So this is just a terrific public art project because obviously these spheres are out and about Grosse Pointe. Yeah, in fact, I am always kind of surprised when I run into one. It's like, oh, you know, here's another one. But, you know, and people like us, you know, they put it in their front yards or, you know, they donate it to local institutions like hospitals or schools that they can just continue to be public art. And it adds just a nice little bit of color to our little community.
It certainly does. And it also, you know, our hope is also to increase that foot traffic throughout the business community. So people who might not, you know, go to Grosse Pointe Woods and shop, they'll go to see a sphere and then they'll see all the different fabulous businesses that they, you know, that we have available, or same with the park or the city or the farms.
So what, I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off, but you know, unfortunately, I've got a time thing. What's the most exciting thing going on in Grosse Pointe right now? What are you and the chamber and the business community working on?
Well, aside from this fun street art project, on Wednesday, this Wednesday is the Racing for Kids event, and so we are helping host that daytime event, and there. Kirchville on the Hill will be closed down, and there will be an array of classic and exotic vehicles. There's going to be princesses. There's live music. There's food trucks. We've got Grosse Pointe Geeks will be there, the Gearheads, and Detroit Circus for entertainment. So it's a free open event for the public to come, and we hope that everybody will join us. And there's going to be a big scavenger hunt for the kids as well that all the businesses will be hosting.
Well, that is another fun event. So I just want to thank you, Jenny, for the great job that you do. For those of us who live in Grosse Pointe, you make our community better. You make our community more accessible to those who don't live in Grosse Pointe, and I'm hugely appreciative of that as well, too. So Jenny Betcher, President and CEO of the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sandy. Hope to see you on Wednesday and on the 18th.
I will try to be there, and certainly count me in for the sphere.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. I get to hand things off now to my friend Chris Renrick. I almost got through the 2 hours without a major blunder, Chris.
You can call me whatever you want, Sandy. And it's nice to see you.
You know, you're scaring me. That's it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. How are you? Two hours flies by, doesn't it?
It really does. Well, it helps that Megan and Matt are here to you know, kind of wave me off my worst impulses.
I think you did
impulses.
All the heavy lifting, though.
I listen, you know, Megan fed me, so I'm happy.
That's important.
And Matt's giving me pointers as we go along. So, hey, Chris, you know, football season is upon us. Lions seem to do really well in the preseason. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as they say.
I'll tell you, it's cut day in the NFL, so we're going to watch this. DJ Reader is going to make this roster. He has been dealing with some injury issues, and they've cut a couple players already of no consequence to fans, of course not to them, but this is going to be a fun season. And in the only preseason game that we saw at Ford Field, that place was pandemonium. I mean, in a preseason game, fans were already causing false start penalties. That is insane. This fan base, this city is tuned up for this season. It's going to be a fun one.
Well, you know, I'm not sure. Is it good news or bad news that Sports Illustrated picked us to go all the way?
Look, as far as I understand, there is no curse associated with a Sports Illustrated cover. You know, there's the Madden curse, where if you're on the cover of Madden, you're probably going to sustain some season-ending injury. As far as I know, that's not the case with Sports Illustrated. So I like the gusto of SI.
Well, I tell you, I mean, you know, last year, obviously, we had the Hard Knocks show, which set up, you know, the team great. Now we've got the Sports Illustrated and all the buzz. And you're right. I know people who were at the game the other day against, was it Steelers, right?
Yep.
Yep. And they said it was just the house was rocking.
It's going to be really exciting. It's the momentum of Detroit all the way around.
Well, Chris, I want to thank you. I want to thank the team here at WJR. I want to thank my friend Paul W. Smith. Sending my love to Paul and Kim as they cruise on throughout the week. Thank you all for listening. I'm going to turn it over to Chris. Have a good day.